this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump has tapped two of his allies to lead an effort to improve government efficiency. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump announced last week that the world's richest person, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, it will not be a government agency. Instead, it will be an outside commission to offer the White House advice and guidance. The president-elect and his staff are hoping to drive large-scale structural reform, with Trump quoting Musk in saying the effort will send shockwaves through the government system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
McDonald's will spend $100 million to try and get its customers back to stores after an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning in the West tied to onions on the Quarter Pounders. The investments include $65 million going directly to the hardest-hit franchises. The Centers for Disease Control says the slivered almonds on the Quarter Pounders were the likely source of the outbreak in Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, and New Mexico. When Massachusetts voters recently ditched the state's high school graduation exams, they joined a trend that's chipping away at the use of any high-stakes testing.
The vote leaves just seven states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could dwindle even more in the coming years. Backers of the test argue easing the graduation requirement will result in lower education standards. But critics say students who were passing their courses have ended up being denied diplomas because of the test requirement. Jason Walker reporting.
A walkout by hundreds of hospitality workers at a casino near the Las Vegas Strip in its third day now. The work stoppage at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas was the first open-ended strike in 22 years by the Culinary Workers Union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan view contracts. Coverage varies by plan view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-4932. 800-298-4932. Again, that's 800-298-4932.
The defense ministers from the U.S., Japan, and Australia have agreed to step up military cooperation and express concern about a spate of confrontations with China's increasingly assertive military. Australia's acting Prime Minister Richard Marles hosted U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Japanese Defense Minister Nakati Gen for talks today in Darwin. The ministers announced trilateral amphibious training between Australia, Japan, and U.S. Marine rotational forces in northern Australia. It'll take place next year. Local officials in eastern Congo say at least 13 people were killed, others kidnapped yesterday by extremist rebels linked to ISIS. The fighters with the Allied Democratic Forces, which has ties to ISIS, killed villagers in Mambiso Village in North Kivu Province. Women and children were also killed in the attack, and houses were burned to the ground. Violence has been simmering for years in eastern Congo. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, you might say this is as close as any celebrity will come in this world to immortality. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a Betty White forever stamp.
Many loved her as an actor, and now fans of Betty White will soon see her face on a forever stamp. One of the many great things about Betty White, who died a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, her approach to aging in this 1995 AP interview.
I'm sad for the people that if they turn 30, I'm almost 40, and they waste a whole decade belaboring the fact that they're growing older instead of enjoying that decade.
And she would be thrilled to find out that she will be on a 2025 forever stamp, although the post office has not announced a release date yet. White, who's known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in December of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Baltimore's listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Plenty of sunshine to finish out the weekend. Running temperatures up to the low 60s today. Tonight we're partly cloudy. And that overnight low dropping back to 43 degrees. Headed up to 68 Monday with mostly sunny skies. And then dropping back down to 61 for our Tuesday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you've got a question, you want to talk to us, you want to tell us an experience with real estate, our call-in number is 410-922-6680. It is the week before Thanksgiving, I think. Wow, where did this year go? I am so thankful for so, so much. I'm thankful for being in real estate. I'm thankful for being a broker. I am more than just buying and selling houses. It's about helping people find their dream homes, helping them with any problems that come up along the way. One of my favorite parts of this job is the fun of the search, whether I'm finding the perfect home for someone, whether I'm helping a seller show their house so buyers will love it. Every single day in real estate's a new adventure, and I enjoy doing those different things that I get to do. I'm excited with each one of my new listings when I'm working out the details of a sale, whether negotiating, and when I help someone after quite a long time find or sell that unique property, and then the celebration at closing. I also like to choose who I work with. I am so fortunate with clients like me who care about the process. Building these friendships, building these clients. Sometimes I don't know whether my clients are friends or my friends are my clients. We share the journey of buying or selling, and it makes my job very rewarding. And each and every client has a story. I'm so glad to be part of it. I'm also grateful for the challenges I counter. And I do call them challenges, not problems. You listen to many people and everything is about a problem. What are they going to do? Think of it as a challenge, whether you're solving that issue of assisting someone who's just stressed out and overwhelmed about moving, whether you're helping someone get their mortgage information together, whether helping someone when the property doesn't appraise. All of these are challenges, and I love these challenges. I love real estate. It's fun for me each day. And I find it a privilege to work with the people that I do work with. I help them find their unique homes, and I can't wait for all the new adventures ahead in the new year. If you're thinking of selling a home, if you're thinking about looking for that special home, give me a call. Let me help. 410-530-2400 after the show. If you want to talk to me now, 410-922-6680. And some of the other things that I want to tell you about what you want in a house, what you're looking for in a house. I've heard people, I've heard agents say, I showed them every single thing on the list and they're still not satisfied. I don't know what else they want. Well, this is where I think chemistry comes into play. I think that buildings have personalities. I think houses have personalities. I think neighborhoods have personalities. I think condos and co-ops have personalities. And since each one of us has a different personality, it's important to make sure that where you're moving is comfortable, that your chemistry fits with that personality of the house. We look, we feel differently about homes. I may find a home that is absolutely my dream, ideal home. The next person would look at it as, oh my gosh, I couldn't even think of living there. Same way with the style of the house, the same way with the neighborhood. I have met people who have made extremely detailed lists. They've written down and described where they want to live, the size, the type, the number of rooms, the colors, the outside of the house, what kind of feel they want, the square footage, where the primary bedroom is, and list all the things in the kitchen from whether they want gas or electric and what kind of heat. The whole nine yards, they ask and write everything down that they think they want. And then we find that house. It has everything on that paper. However, you look at their face, it's not the right house for them. Why not? It's got everything they ask for. It's all about that chemistry. It is, you've got to feel it. If it's not the right place, this is not the time to challenge a buyer when they walk in a house and it does have every single thing they've asked for and it's not the right house. Maybe they're not ready to buy. Maybe it's just the wrong chemistry. So sometimes when people ask me for this list of all of these different things and I find them, it's not right. It's like seeking that best friend, seeking that partner. You can describe them. You want them tall, dark, and handsome. You want them educated and with a sense of humor. And you meet somebody just the opposite, but the chemistry is there, and boom, it's a match. Same thing goes with a house. I was helping people who had not moved in decades. They were considering maybe moving to assisted living. They were thinking about moving to a condo, a co-op, a townhouse, all kinds of things. So first we had to narrow it down. What do they really want? Where do they really want to go? If they're looking for assisted living, adult living, they need to go explore that first. Find out where, find out if they want to. And then if they rule that out, then what kind of home do they want? We've talked about this before, looking for condos, looking for co-ops. Again, they have their own personalities. And they wanted a certain condo, and they didn't want condos on a certain street. So they had narrowed it down. When we went and looked and advertised for the condos that they thought they wanted, each time we went to look at one, each time one came up, it wasn't the right one. They couldn't describe why, but you can look at their face and just say they don't feel right. So we expanded our look. We decided to look at different condos. We decided to look at higher price condos. We decided to look at larger condos. And wow, we went into one, and just looking at the face on this couple, both faces, you could tell they'd found their home. It had just come on the market. We were really lucky. We made an offer. They accepted our bid, and we will be going to settlement before the end of the year. It's really, really exciting. So be careful about limiting yourself to exactly what you want and being so stubborn that you're not going to look at anything else. If you're working with an agent who really understands your needs, listen to them. Even though you're saying, I only want this neighborhood, I only want this style house, after you've worked with an agent for a while, they're going to understand what you're looking for probably before you are. Take their advice. Sometimes you just have to, okay, I'm going to show you a different house. It's nothing like you want. Humor me. Go with me to look at this house. And it's not unusual when we go into the house that the buyers fall in love, because what I've been doing is listening, not only listening, but watching their reaction as they go into different properties, what they like, what they touch, what they ooh and ah over. And it's very interesting. Being perceptive for what someone wants is probably one of the biggest things you need in this real estate business. Being able to listen, to absorb, not just listen to the words, but actually listen to their buying signals. If you know what I'm talking about, I'd love to talk to you. I remember even when I was looking for a home 100 years ago or so, and I told the real estate agent exactly what I wanted. Don't show me a house without this. Don't show me a house without that. I must have this. I must have that. Drove him crazy. And then I found a house on my own. It didn't have everything that I put on the list, but it did have everything I wanted and needed. And I fell in love with that house. That's what I'm looking for when I help you buy that house, when I help you find the area, the neighborhood you want to be in. Do you need to be closer to work or a special school system? Let's narrow it down to that. Then there are many ways of finding that house rather than just sitting and waiting for one to hit the market, waiting for a for sale sign to come on. Some of the ways that I help buyers find the right home for them is find them before they hit the market. For example, I need special homes for certain people. I talk about it right here on the radio station, the homes that I need, and I'm going to mention a couple of them before the show is over. I also do advertising. My one column in my advertising says I have buyers for these homes, and I list the specific homes. And I also use my website and my blogging to also find special homes. And what's so wonderfully interesting is that when my phone rings and someone has either read or heard or listened to what I need, and they say, I have a home that's going to be impossible to sell, they describe it to me, and just just possibly one of those people that I've been working with, it winds up being exactly what they want. So again, you need to move out of your comfort zone to find that special house. Don't let somebody say there's nothing to buy, the inventory is short. Be proactive in doing that. We are going to talk more about real estate after we take the break. Our call-in number right now, 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Lyme disease, it hurts. It's scary. It makes me feel dizzy and my head hurts.
She burst into this world like she was magical and never stopped, never slowed down since. When Pippa was 7 years old, I got a call from the school nurse, and the nurse said something's wrong with Pippa's eyes. Over the next few months, her health really started declining, and then one morning she woke up and she couldn't walk.
I wanted to comfort my daughter so badly. I wanted to take the pain away and just put my hands on her. She would scream.
The doctors told us that because we were in the Southeast that she could not have contracted Lyme disease. We needed a Lyme specialist. There was a time when our house was silent. That was the hardest time. But now she sings again. She laughs. She dances. She's our Pippa again.
If your child is sick and you do not know why, it could be Lyme. Visit ProjectLyme.org to learn more.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
History happened here for 100 years.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room this evening shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Speaking of finding the perfect home, I have just taken a magical home. It is wonderful.
if you're looking for something that's very contemporary, something that's very private, something that's in a gated community, something that's in pristine condition, something with the high windows and the huge and the high ceilings and the huge windows, if you're looking for something that is very modern, very up-to-date, if you're looking for multiple bedrooms because you've got a large family or you like to entertain or you have different things and hobbies that you want to do in the house, if you're looking for a home with the primary, suites on the first floor, and yes, I do say suites because they are double suites, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, two closets, sitting rooms, really just about everything you could want in a home. If you're thinking of purchasing or finding this kind of magnificent home, multi-level, but as I say, first floor is a primary suites and probably one of the best kitchens I have seen. Big, big oversized granite counter seats at least 6 or 8 people. All the latest appliances. There's a sunroom right next to the kitchen. Beautiful. It's filled with light. It also boasts radiant panel heating. That's just in the sunroom. And just so in the primary bedroom, you've got a wood-burning fireplace, very unique design in that the fireplace is up higher so it can be seen when you're in bed. The opening underneath that fireplace is for the storage of wood. This house, they've thought about everything. There are high tray ceilings. There are French doors leading to the deck. There are just so many wonderful features in this house. It's a big house. I'd say maybe 7,000 square feet. And if you're looking for a modern house, a contemporary house with garage parking, listen up. This one has parking garage for up to 6 cars. Not all on the same level, but there's 2 on the main level. There are other garages. Some are used as gyms or bike rooms. One even has a bathroom in it so that if you've got workmen in the house, you've got the perfect setup there. The lower level is also equally impressive. It has a family room with built-ins and a bar sink. There's a 3-car garage down there. It also has a half bath, also has a dedicated laundry room, additional bedrooms, and all of this is still enhanced by the abundant natural light from the above ground window. This home is on well water. It's on septic. There is a wired alarm system, 4 heat zones, a complete water treatment system, and it has just magnificent craftsmanship. If you're looking for an exceptional home that's contemporary, lots of glass, lots of high ceilings, and move-in, beautiful condition, give me a call so I can tell you more about this home that should be on the market hopefully this week. And it is in the Green Spring Valley area. It is in a gated community. So I'm looking forward to finding that one very, very special buyer who would appreciate this home. If you're thinking about buying a home, if you're thinking about selling a home, if you're thinking about looking at this home and you're already working with a real estate agent, have your agent get in contact with me or call me and give me your agent's name. I would be happy to share the information and when it's coming and how soon you can see it. I love to work that way. Another property that I have that is a new listing is in the Stevenson area, just inside the Beltway. It is a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath, four-level home. One of the largest additions that I have seen on a kitchen. Again, a very unique kitchen, also with a very large granite island that can seat 4 to 6 people. The kitchen is the hub of the house. There's room there for the dining room tables. There's room there to make it a den. It's really lots of living space in this open area. Sliding glass doors that go out to a huge deck. Living room, bedrooms upstairs. The primary bedroom upstairs at one time was two bedrooms. They've taken two bedrooms and made it a larger bedroom and a beautiful luxury jacuzzi bathroom. If you're thinking about looking at a home in the Stevenson area with updates and fireplaces, it also has a level family room, half bath, bedroom. That could all be an in-law suite or if you needed accessibility. Give me a call if you're thinking about purchasing any of these homes. This one is at 9818 Winterset Avenue, and that's in 21208. If you'd like to see it, if you're already working with the real estate agent, please give me a call. Let's see if this is not the right home for you. And if you're thinking about, I don't want an individual home. I want luxury. I want a doorman. I want somebody to take my groceries up. I want somebody to park my car. I want somebody at the front desk who can answer and tell the people I am or I'm not home. I want that convenience, almost like living in a hotel. Well, I have two units like that. I have a large unit, which is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, ninth-floor penthouse co-op in 11 Slade. The kitchen has got a couple of pantries. It's got a stainless steel refrigerator with an ice maker. It's got double ovens, and it even has a skylight. There is a wall of windows and a glass door that lead to a deck that's about 26 feet. The living room is really, really, really long. In fact, it's big enough that if you needed to, you could probably get another room out of that and still feel that you have enough living room, dining room space. If you are thinking about co-op living, give me a call. Just know that with the co-op, that all of your utilities are included in the monthly fee, and also the taxes are included. Another one in the same building, if somebody just needs what I call a hotel room, somebody that goes back and forth to a vacation home, when they come back to Baltimore, they want almost like a hotel room. I've got a studio apartment, same building on the sixth floor with a balcony that would be ideal for that. Also would be ideal for someone who wanted to live in there, just a private apartment with all the amenities of the big units in there. You get the doorman and the lobby, beautiful lobbies. So if you're thinking about co-ops in 11 Slade, we've got two. One is a studio, one is a penthouse, and I would love to tell you more about it. Questions about what a condo and a co-op are, give your agent a call, or don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'll share that with you. I need some properties. You know I'm always, always needing properties. I need a very, very contemporary home. They want it to be stone and glass, more glass, I think, than stone. They really like the bright light. They want a rancher. They want a garage. They want it on a substantial lot. They want a wonderful kitchen. They both are gourmet cooks. If you are thinking or know of a home that meets these needs, the contemporary rancher, glass and stone, these buyers are not particular about the area. They are looking for this home, and they're willing to go any distance to find this kind of home. So if you've got that very contemporary single level, it could have a basement, definitely a garage, definitely in good condition, and definitely a good kitchen, give me a call. Our budget goes up to a little over $1 million. I think we should be able to find that home in that price range and help them find that perfect house. I also need a townhome in the Falls, if you know of anybody thinking of selling. I need a brick home on acreage with two primary suites on the main level. If you've got that, give me a call. If you know of land, if you know of a building lot, if you know of acreage, I have people who are absolutely waiting for that. I get calls every day about, do you have any land for sale? I want to build my dream home. I can't find a property. Maybe you've got property in your family. Maybe you've got property that is not being used. Maybe this is the time to think about selling it, making some money on that lot, and letting somebody else enjoy it, if you're not using it. Now, you may have this land and you want to build. That's not a problem either. We also have builders that can help you decide what to do. But again, you can see that there's so many different ways that we help out people in real estate trying to find that perfect home. And it doesn't happen right away. It can take months. It can take years, and I've seen this happen. And what I find happens with some people, they're watching TV, and they see how easy it is there. They redo a kitchen in 20 minutes. They don't show you what happens when the cabinet comes in wrong or the granite comes in broken. It's amazing. They fix that also in 20 minutes. This process can take a long, long time. So when you walk into the house and say, I want to move all the walls, think about what you're doing, because you've been fooled a little bit by the TV. We are going to step out. We're going to take a break. You are listening to Margaret Rome. You can reach me right now, 410-922-6680.
Stimulating talk, breaking news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warming up to the upper 60s Monday, and then following that first little frontal system, we'll drop down to the low 60s for the high Tuesday, but then back up to the mid-60s Wednesday, and then we'll bring in the rain Wednesday night, and then it will get cool. Low 50s for the high Thursday. Sunshine today, low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight, low 43. Monday, mostly sunny, high 68. And then we are mostly sunny for our Tuesday, maybe stray showers Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too.
And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the coasts of Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
The small communities of Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania.
To the dense forests of New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York, and historic Washington, D.C. We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
The Sage of South Central is back on your radio. This is Larry Elder. Join me Sundays at 10 p.m. as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election. Let's get to work on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Let me know if you've got a question about anything relating to real estate. Again, you can call me during the week, leave me a message. You can use that same phone number. You can text me if you're looking for a very specific home. Also, let me know, or have your agent let me know, because I've got people who are waiting to list their house. Some of them are waiting for 3 months, some are 6 months. Some are a year. So I may already have the type of property that you're looking for in my pipeline. And if it might be something that you need or want, then that's something I could help you get into. That, again, be careful. You know, it can be hard to find the right house if you need a specific area. There could be bidding wars in some areas, and that I feel is just too much pressure when you're buying your first home. Another property that I need is I need some land. I need to fill a young man's dream of starting his own farm, or hopefully finding an existing one. The minimum, the bare minimum amount of farmable land would be 6 acres. But if it's got that 6 acres or more, and it has a lot more, it can't be too big. The ideal property would be land in a floodplain, under conservation easement, in an agricultural zone, or maybe in a non-buildable or non-divisible lot. If you have some land, give me a call. If you've got a farm, a working farm that you're thinking about selling now or in the very near future, we are not in a huge hurry, but we could go quickly. Again, it needs access to water, such as a river, a lake, a reservoir, stream. That's a must. You've got to have water to have a farm. It could come with just bare land. It could come with a house. It could come with barn, outbuildings, and it could be in any condition. We are really open to move forward on this adventure. So we are considering anything probably within about an hour of Baltimore. If you or your family have any land available, any farmable land, let me know. Real estate agents out there, same thing. If you've got a client maybe who's got this type of property, farmland with or without buildings, some land that we can help this young man fulfill his dream, that would be wonderful. And when that happens, I promise I will let everybody know about that. And I made this announcement several months ago. We came so close. It really was so close. The seller called me. He wasn't quite sure. He wanted to sell. His wife wanted him to sell it. It was his hobby. My friend drove down about an hour and looked at this property. They considered it for a while. And then at the very end, it just wasn't the right property. But that's really exciting when somebody needs a specific property and I'm able to match them. That's what's so much fun in real estate. And that just happened this past couple of weeks. I have a family that has been looking for a large home with some land. Needed to be private. It needed to be not close to the main road. It needed to not see other homes, but still in a neighborhood. It needed to be a rancher or with first floor bedrooms. It needed some handicapped accessibility. It needed a roll-in shower. It needed either a deck or outdoor space. It needed a finished lower level. They had very specific areas that they were looking for. They didn't want a traditional cookie cutter looking house. The exterior, the curb appeal, the charm had to shine through. Again, we've probably been looking for maybe a year. We've been out to see many properties. When the properties come on the multiple list, when we hear about it, I have the buyers go out immediately to the area, find out if it's the right area, if they could be comfortable. If it's not the right area, it's not the right house. Then they look at the house. Is it the house that they need? Is it have enough privacy? Is it in the right location? I think we saved hours and hours and hours. So many times I got a call from the family. We found our perfect house. And they'd give me an address, and they'd give me a location. They'd give me a zip code. I would do the research on it, and I'd say, okay, do me a favor. Go take a ride. Go look at the house. And they'd call me and they'd say, we jumped the gun. The area's beautiful. The house won't work for us. Or it's near a busy street. Whatever. It took us most of a year to continue finding what I sometimes call that needle in a haystack when you're looking for something so very specific. We really found the right house within the last couple of weeks. We will be going to settlement the beginning of December. Remember when I talked about, hey, if you found a house, you could settle before the end of the year? I've got several of them that's happening right now. And I've got some really, really happy buyers who, after looking for a year or more, have found their perfect home. We've gotten through the inspections and all those things. And again, we'll be going to settlement in just maybe 2 or 3 weeks. So that is what makes my day, is matching up, being the matchmaker, finding the right home for special people, finding the special buyers for special homes. If you're thinking about buying or selling, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can check out my website, margaretrome.com. You can call us right here on the show, 410-922-6680, and we're going to take a quick break.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join Matthew Alwan for Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 p.m. Learn how you can become safe financially before and after your retirement. Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back.
And 99.9 FM
Rome.
In Harford County.
We've been talking all about real estate, mainly residential real estate. And at this time of year, right around Thanksgiving, the end of the year, people are saying, you know, nothing's happening now. People aren't buying now. I really strongly disagree. When you are sitting at that Thanksgiving table, when you are making all these holiday plans with the family sitting around, there may be a couple of kinds of buyers and sellers there. It might be someone who doesn't have a home right now. Maybe they're living in a condo, townhouse, and they really want that big home. Sitting at that big table, they can envision themselves having that Thanksgiving dinner, having all the family around, having friends and families to entertain. That's one kind of buyer. But the other kind of person who may be thinking about selling real estate is that person who's been in that house for 20, 30, 40 years and who's saying, I love my family, I love the holidays, but you know what? It's time for someone else to take on this holiday tradition. They may be looking forward to right-sizing, to be moving away from the big family home, maybe to allow one of the younger members, maybe it could be the children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews, to be able to take over this tradition. And to do that, they need a big space. So think about it. Are you tired of being in the big house? Are you tired of being the one who is always doing the entertaining? Talk to your family. Talk to the grandchildren. Talk to the nieces and nephew. Maybe they are interested right now. And also, for those of you who are downsizing, right-sizing, who are moving to a different place than that meets your needs, maybe a one-floor condo, rancher, etc., that all of those things that you have in your present house would be perfect for someone who's just starting out. Think about all the kitchen utensils and pots and pans. And most of the time I'm seeing people just pack it up and donate it. Think what you could do with a young person just starting out, someone who's just got their first apartment, their first condo, their first house. So many of the things that you need have needed for the big house, lawnmowers, shovels, trash cans, and linens, all of those things could be perfect for someone who is just starting out. So don't think right away of just throwing your stuff away, donating your stuff away, but of people who might be able to really use it. So many times after someone moves, they will hear somebody say, oh, I need to furnish this apartment. I need to furnish this kitchen. And they go, oh my goodness, I had all of that and we got rid of it. So want to help somebody? Also, young people who are looking for homes, don't overlook the fact that your relatives who have the big homes may have items that you can use that would be perfect for you when you're starting or adding on to your primary residence. Again, if you need to get rid of stuff, there are many, many ways of doing it. But first, think about the important people. Think about your family. Think about your relatives. Think about your neighbors who may love what you have. And instead of having to pack it all up, you can let people come and choose what they want of the things that you've loved but no longer needed. You have been listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. This is Margaret Rome, and we will be back next Sunday.
Our critically injured veterans and first responders are left behind every day because of inadequate wheelchairs. That's why Wheelchairs for Warriors is on a mission to serve America's heroes across the nation and provide them with custom-fit wheelchairs tailored to fit their needs to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. From lightweight daily-use chairs or adaptive sports chairs to all-terrain wheelchairs to get these warriors outdoors, Wheelchairs for Warriors serves those who served us. To join their mission, visit their website.
CBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.